When the sages and saintly persons saw that King Vena had stopped all these functions, they became concerned about the people's progress. Saintly people preach God consciousness or Krishna consciousness because they are anxious to save the general populace from the dangers of animalistic life. There must be a good government to see that the citizens are actually executing the religious rituals and thieves and rogues must occur. When this is done, the people can advance peacefully in spiritual consciousness and make their lives successful. The sages began to think within themselves, because he was born from the womb of Sunita, King Vena is by nature very mischievous. Supporting this mischievous king is exactly like obtaining a snake with milk. Now he has become a source of all difficulties. Prabhupada is saying that these persons are generally aloof from social activities and materialistic way of life. King Vena was supported by the saintly persons just to protect the citizens from the hands of rogues and thieves. But after his ascendance to the throne, he became a source of trouble to the sages. Saintly people are especially interested in performing sacrifice and austerities for the advancement of spiritual life, but Vena, instead of being obliged because of the saint's mercy, turned out to be their enemy because he prohibited them from executing their ordinary duties. A serpent who is maintained with milk and bananas simply stores poison in his teeth and awaits the day to bite his master. We appointed this King Vena of the state, king of the state, in order to give protection to the citizens, but now he has become the enemy of the citizens. Despite all these discrepancies, we should at once try to pacify him. By doing so, we may not be touched by the sinful results caused by him. Therefore, the saintly sages elected King Vena to become king, but he proved to be mischievous. Therefore, the sages were very much afraid of incurring a sinful reaction. The law of karma prevents a person even to associate with a mischievous individual. By electing Vena to the throne, the saintly sages certainly associated with him. Ultimately, King Vena became so mischievous that the saintly sages actually became afraid of becoming contaminated by his activities. Thus, before taking any actions against him, the sages tried to pacify and correct him so that he might turn from his mischief. The saintly sages continued thinking, of course, we are completely aware of his mischievous nature, but nevertheless, we enthrone Vena, and we cannot. not persuade Vayner to accept our advice, he will be condemned by the public, and we will join them. Thus, by our prowess, we shall burn him to ashes. Purport saying the persons are not interested in political matters, yet they are always thinking of the welfare of the people in general. Consequently, they sometimes have to come down to the political field and take steps to correct the misguided government or royalty. However, in Kali Yuga, Sannyasi persons are not as powerful as they were previously. They used to be able to burn any sinful man to ashes by virtue of their spiritual prowess. Now Sannyasi persons have no such power due to the influence of the age of Kali. Indeed, the Brahmins do not have even the power to perform sacrifices which animals have put into a fire to attain a new life. Under these circumstances, instead of actively taking part in politics, Sannyasi persons should engage in the chanting of Mahamantra, Hare Krishna. By the grace of Lord Chaitanya, by simply chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the general populace can derive all benefits without political implications. The great sages, having thus decided, approached King Vayner, concealing their real anger, they pacified him with sweet words, and then spoke as follows. The great sage said, "Dear King, we have come to give you good advice. Kindly hear us with great attention. By doing so, your duration of life and your honorable strength and reputation will increase. Purport according to Vedic civilization and a monarchy, the king is advised by saintly persons and sages. By taking their advice, he can become the greatest executive power, and everyone in his kingdom will be happy, peaceful, and prosperous. The great kings were very responsible in taking the instructions given by great saintly personalities. The kings used to accept the instructions given by great sages like Parasara, Vyas, Narada, Devala, and Asita. In other words, they would first accept the authority of saintly persons and then execute their monarchical power. Unfortunately, in the present age, Kali, the head of government, does not follow the instructions given by the saintly persons. Therefore, neither the citizens nor the men of government are very happy. The duration of life is short, and almost everyone is wretched and bereft of bodily strength and spiritual power. If citizens want to be happy and prosperous in this democratic age, they should not elect rascals and fools who have no respect for saintly persons." Thinking to save the state from irregularity, the sages began to consider it was due to political crisis that made King Vayner king, although he was not qualified. But alas, now the people were disturbed by the king himself. Under such circumstances, how could the people be happy? So this describes the remedial measures taken by the sages, because they were responsible for putting him in office. So their first strategy was to convince him with words to correct himself. At the same time, they knew that was not probably going to work, because they knew his nature. From childhood, his father tried to correct him, and out of frustration, his father left home. So therefore, how could the sages correct him? Nevertheless, they were responsible for putting in power, and therefore they also tried to correct him. So that was their first means. So pacification is one of the means of politics, pacify the person with sweet words. And then, if that doesn't work, there are other methods, and ultimately the final method is danda, physical force. So that is what they had to resort to ultimately, and they cursed him, and then he died. So they took a gradual strategy of starting out with the weakest form, that is, we'll try words first. So in this way, they developed a strategy, and then they went to the king and they began speaking to him. And in the argument, they told him that if you listen to us, then you will get so much power, so much respect, and long life, and whatever, wealth, everything. So in other words, they used sweet words. And another type of maneuver, which is dan, to give things, they were tempting him with things. You will get all these wonderful results if you do this properly. So, in this way they try to rectify the situation. So Prabhupada has commented here that generally the sages don't interfere in the political situation of the king. They let the king run the country. However, at the same time, the sages had to interfere here because there was no king. And so they convinced the ministers to put the Vena in power. And then they saw the bad result of that because it was even worse. So they felt responsible for the situation. So in this sense, they had to take some action here. So Prabhupada has also said that generally in Kali Yuga, the only solution is to become Krishna conscious. So therefore, instead of meddling in politics, the better thing is to simply convince people to adopt a Krishna conscious way of life and chant the Maha Mantra. So this is the practical process for this age, rather than the political process of trying to convince the politicians, since the politicians in general won't listen or whatever. So the sages, of course, in any society do have this power to advise the government, etc. But at the same time, generally they are aloof. So they don't interfere in all the different affairs. And they come to give nice instructions to the king. But when there is great problems, then they are also responsible. So I mentioned the other day that the sages are responsible actually for instituting Dharma when they find that it declines. For instance, in Kali Yuga. So at the end of Kali Yuga, when there's no more Dharma left, then the sages have to take the responsibility of somehow restoring Dharma. So then at Satya Yuga, when that starts, then they restore Dharma. And they will encourage a king to take power again who is properly qualified. So when there is a bad political situation at that time, the sages may interfere, as they did in this case. Though generally they will take a more distant attitude and stay away from the political, direct political situation. So this is a case where they actually had to interfere a lot in the situation because it was so serious. We will see in the Bhagavatam in general that the kings were properly qualified. So therefore, the sages did not have to interfere in this way. Then we see at the beginning of Kali Yuga, when Parikshit was in power, the son of the Brahmana cursed Parikshit. So he also interfered. Of course, it was not proper that he did that, but he said, look, the king is not properly qualified because he disrespects the Brahmanas. And he put a snake around my father's neck, whatever. So, therefore I should curse him. So he used his power again to interfere in the political situation at that particular time. In that case, it was not like in the case of King Vena. It was proper for them to interfere in this case because he was actually wicked. In the case of Parikshit, no, he was not. He was an ideal king. And it was shown that he would go through the country and inspect the country, and if he saw wrongdoers like the personification of Kali, then he would chastise them. So when he was the king, there was no adharma in his kingdom. So it was wrong that Sringi had cursed him at all. So there's a case of wrong interference. So of course that is also related to the fact that Kali Yuga also affected the Brahmanas, and they were not, didn't have proper judgment with the beginning of Kali Yuga. So therefore they used their powers in the wrong way. So here we find that they were acting quite properly because they recognized the disqualification of Vena as the king, and so they interfered. So this King Vena actually appeared in a proper family. The dynasty descended from the Manus and whatever, but somehow, because of his wife's side of the family, they ended up with a very bad offspring here. So we cannot always guarantee that the family is going to have good offspring also, even though there are some precautions given. Sometimes the son will be not proper. so we cannot depend on hereditary principles for having proper people. So it's not only the birthright that counts sometimes. So generally we see this was the case in the Bhagavatam because they trace all the dynasties from Swayambhu downwards through the Manus all the way up into Krishna's dynasty and the Vaivasvata Manvantara. And they trace the kings through these lines. And they're all, most of them were exemplary kings. But here we find in a few cases, like King Vena was not. So the sages had to interfere. And the other time they interfere, of course, as I said, is at the end of Kali Yuga when there's no, and then they have to restore Dharma and Satya Yuga. Then they have to start working again and install a king properly at that time. So they interfere at that time as well. But in general, you'll see that they come and they try to give spiritual instructions to the kings. So we see that Narada Muni comes and other sages also come and they bless, like the Navayogendra, if they come and they give spiritual instructions to the kings rather than interfere in the political situation. So this is the a serious case here. So they interfered and they tried moderate means, first of all. That is, giving advice. And if you follow the advice proper, then good. But unfortunately, he didn't do so. So then they took extreme measures. So they did not end with simply the weaker form of negotiation and whatnot. Ultimately, they became very strong and they recognized this serious situation. So they ultimately cursed him and he died as a result. It's described that the yadus became a burden. Generally, the burden was not the yadus, but it was the demons. And Krishna comes to destroy the burden of the earth, which is the demons. Now, when Krishna disappears and the yadus are left, this becomes a little bit of a problem because no one can actually defeat the yadus because they belong to the Supreme Lord. But at the same time, Krishna is not there. So it's a little bit incomplete. The situation is not complete. But they should be with the Supreme Lord at all times. So they are a problem to be in the material world. So the problem is not so much at the bat for the earth, but it's a problem of how they should join the Lord. That's all. So it's a problem on how to make them disappear so that they can enter into the eternal pastimes of the Lord. So therefore Krishna made that arrangement that no one else could kill them, so they fought among themselves. At the same time, Vishnu Chakravarti explains that actually they didn't fight. They remained in Dwarka. So they didn't fight at all. So in their bodies were the Devatas. The Devatas had come also to participate in the pastimes. And so they entered into the Yadavas. So the Devatas went to Prabhas and they fought with each other. And then they gave up their bodies and the Devata bodies went back to Svarga Loka.
Gandhari curses Krishna that he was dynasty of demons. Gandhari, she curses Krishna.
Yeah.
Because I last time she was a dynasty of demons.
Yeah. Well, but of course curses are nothing for the Supreme Lord. He can counteract all curses, but we do see that in the case of even Pariksit, he could have counteracted the curse of the Brahmana. Because he's a great devotee of the Lord. And the Lord actually protected them in the womb from the weapon of Asvatthama. So he was under the protection of Krishna. But things happen by Krishna's will. So whatever curse is not actually a curse, but it's Krishna's will that happens. They're considered, they're also called Yadus in many places in the Bhagavatam. They're considered Yadus as well. They actually derived from the Yadu family of King Devamita. Had a Kshatriya wife and a Vaishya wife, and then from one came the line that Vasudev came out of, and the other line, Nanda Maharaj came out of the other line from the Vaishya wife.
కట్ చేయాలి ఆయన పాలి కావాలి.